Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to LAID, Love and Intimacy for the Disabled. I am your host, Stephanie Wallace, along with host Tyson Cherry. We're going to start with these technical problems again, not this week. But I want to let you guys in on tonight. It's Guy Talk. It's Tyson and the guys. Just talking about what they talk about this evening, and the number to call in to join the conversation as it's going on is 347-308-8494. So let me get Tyson in. Oh, this is lovely. Technical problems again this week. Isn't that fun? But anyway, we're doing Guy Talk tonight. Next week is going to be Girl Talk, and we're going to be doing that every month. The first Monday of the month is going to be Guy Talk, and the second Monday is going to be Girl Talk. So get your questions ready, ladies. If you have anything that you would like to speak to the guys about, get your questions ready, send it in, and we will see if we can get the guys to answer your questions. And the same with you guys, if you'd like. To ask some questions of the ladies. Get your questions ready, and we'll see if we can get the ladies to answer your questions. And that should be an interesting way to proceed with the show. And on the third and fourth weeks of the month, we will, have different subject matter, maybe different guests and interviews. So let's see what's the... Okay, here we go. Tyson, are you there?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, hello? Great. Are we dealing with any echoes today? Yes, I can hear you just fine. Can you hear me?
Okay, good. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yes. So I see we have one of your guests. We have Dawn here. Let's let Dawn in. Hold on. Hey, Dawn, how are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, I'm good. I see we have another guest here. Let's see.
Okay.
Who's caller 0428. Hold on, I'm going to let you in. Is this Norberto?
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I'm going to step away and let you guys have your conversation. Bye-bye.
Hey, Paula. Hi, Brad. Doing?
How are you?
What's up? All right,
good.
Man.
How about your time for the war? Let's get to that.
Everything is good. Everything is good. I can't complain.
Okay. No, that's great. Great. I have one question that came for one woman, and she wanted to know is that if a woman has a physical disability, is that a turn off or not to you?
No, not to me.
No.
Well, I can't see her, first of all. I'm totally blind.
I'm sorry.
I don't have
to
worry about that.
Yes.
It's all right. I'm half blind myself.
Yes.
I'm half blind myself.
But you know something, though? In reality, no, there's no turn off or anything. Because, being a blind person, I get to see people from the inside out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the way we're supposed to be like, but unfortunately, a lot of us don't look at it like that. You know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. Yeah. So you go by just the feeling how the person comes to you, then. You go by the word of the mouth, then.
Absolutely. Her voice,
yes.
I mean, you know,
yes.
It's course, you know, me, I always like to look at facial expressions. That was my big thing when I was sighted.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Because I wasn't born this way. But when I learned to realize that when I became blind, I realized I had to listen to people's voices, and that my ears are my eyes. You know what I mean?
Okay.
That's what I got to go by now, you know?
Your senses go up, like, I don't know, I went past one blind person, and I told my dog, really, believe me, he can smell you if he don't see you. Is that true or not?
Well, I think a lot of things that we hear saying, like, okay, like blind people, we our senses become more keen. Only thing I can tell you, to be honest with you, is that, that our senses are not necessarily more keen. I don't hear any better than you do, but I do listen. I pay attention a lot better than I was when I was sighted before.
So you're more aware of your surroundings.
Oh, absolutely. You have to be, because your ears are your eyes. You know, that's what we see with our ears. And then, you know, we feel and touch and everything like that. But we do use our other senses. But, that's really one of the big, big things, you know. But it's like a lot of people think that blind people, we have this ultra hearing thing. That's not true. I mean, at least that's not with me. I can't tell you about every blind person.
That's what, that's what I used to think myself. That's what I used to think. She had one more question here, too. She did. Let me find it. She's saying, how is it important to have sex in a relationship? Is it a deal breaker or not?
No, not for me. I mean, I think it's important. I think, you know, I think there should be other things that, you know, that should, you know, hold the relationship together.
Yeah, I have to agree with Alberto, because that is a very important thing. It's not the overall thing in a relationship, but it's not. It shouldn't be it shouldn't kill a relationship. Because sometimes guys can have problems, sexual issues, and things of that nature, and it shouldn't be the end of all. Because when you're supposed to get into a relationship with someone, you're supposed to accept the person for who and what they are and what they have and all the things that they deal with. You know what I mean? Because you don't accept part of the person; you accept the entire person. You know. So that's very, you know, it shouldn't be the whole thing. But, but I'm not going to sit here and lie to you and say that it doesn't have no meaning at all. But it does. But at the same time, you can't overall just focus the relationship mainly on a sexual, that's not it. Because, I mean, if the relationship is just based on sex and sex alone, then you don't really have much of a relationship anyway.
Exactly. It's not a real relationship.
Hello?
Yes.
We're here.
Yeah,
we're still here.
We got disconnected. Think about that.
No, we're still here.
Okay. Yes. Just very interesting, too. This is. Yes.
But I could tell you one thing, though. There was. I'm going to tell you, like, my first girlfriend that I had when I first lost my sight, it was interesting because she was sighted, you know. She still has, and that was interesting because, you know, I was, you know, just blindness was very new to me. I mean, this is over 12 years ago, you know what I mean? So blindness was very new to me, and I really was just trying to come into my own, and, it was, you know, having a girlfriend that's sighted, she really couldn't understand totally what is, you know, she tried to, she really did.
Yes.
But, you know, being blind is a whole other world. I mean, it takes you into a whole other, you have to do things totally different, everything all over again. And then being intimate, that was the funny part, because it's like, you're now, like, feeling everything now and touching everything now, you know what I mean? And it's like, it's no visual, because, you know, everybody likes to look and see what, you know, what it is there, you know. And it was just really, like, when I look back at it, it's really funny, though. When I think about it, though, you know. But interesting nonetheless, though. You know.
So, what y'all think about having sex toys in the bedroom? Is that, is the guy in competition or what? Is it agreed upon or not?
What do you mean in terms of are we talking about just guys being egotistical? Is that what you're talking about?
I'm sorry, what do you mean? I'm sorry.
I understand. Can you repeat the question?
Yes. What about a sex toy in the bedroom? Do you think that it's okay to have them or not.
Oh, you mean for the sex toys, like for the women?
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely, it's fine. It's not a problem at all.
Why
not?
Do you think the men being competition with their sex toys, you see? I do not allow it to me. Because like, I feel that I'm in competition with other the damn sex toys, you see?
Interesting. And
well,
for me, go ahead, Don. Sorry.
Oh, go ahead, Roberto.
No, you know, for me, as long as it's not another person, I mean, I guess, hey, you know, I'm all right. Just as long as you know, as the girls up front with me, you know, I got these toys or whatever, you know. I mean, because, you know, people have needs and stuff. I understand that. Just as long as it's not with another person.
And also, too, you have to have an open mind about things. You know what I mean? You can't just come in things with a closed mind. Now, listen, if you're going to try to compete with that toy, a battery-operated device opposed to your, you know, what's coming natural, you know what I mean? That's two total different things. But if you keep an open mind, and if both of you are open-minded, I don't think it's really a problem at all, you know?
Mm.
But the key is open-mindedness. You have to be open-minded about it.
I'm very selfish. I tell a girl, if you want that sex toy with you, believe me, if that sex toy can hold you at night or not and say I love you and look you in your eyes, or what?
Well, you know what? I like that about you, Tyson. You're honest about it. You know, at least you're honest.
Yes.
And you know,
yes.
You see that.
Yes.
So, you know, much respect to you.
Yes.
Honest than most of us, I tell you that much. You know, but I mean, my thing is this. Communication is the key, right, to any good relationship, right? I mean, that's the bottom line. Now, honesty, you know, respect, those are the foundations of the relationship. Without those things, you don't have a relationship anyway. So you have to be able to communicate well. You have to be able to relate to one another. Because what is the root word to relationship? Relate, right? You have to be able to relate to one another.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the key.
You know, and then I feel like I felt that the worst of the storm that I went through is over. You see, I feel that I've been through a storm. I mean that the storm was the worst part of my life, being in a hospital and trying to get over, but I had to get over at the time of my need, you see. But dealing with my disability, I'm learning to deal with it. It takes a lot of time for me to deal with it, to realize that I have a disability. Because I was not born this way, you see.
Right.
It takes a lot to deal with. It does. Yes.
Sure.
And I'm dealing with it right now, you see. Right now, but I tell myself that, Lemmy, it will get better one day. It will get better day by day. That's all. And let's take it day by day.
You know what I learned, Tyson? I'm going to tell you what I learned, man. Last time I was in the hospital back in July, I learned something, man, that was really, really important, and it's something we need for ourselves. And I'm going to tell you, I learned patience and tolerance, man. Those are your best friends. You know, when you have patience and tolerance, brother, I'm going to tell you something. Everything, I mean, my whole world is like reopened for me because I realized that, you know, there's a lot of things, man. Once you learn to see yourself, of course, I do mean figuratively speaking, because I can't see myself literally. I can't look in the mirror. There's no reflection. There's nothing there. But I do see myself from the inside. You know what I'm saying? I am able to look at myself. And it's not arrogance. It's not cockiness. It's not, I'm not being, you know, narcissistic. But I'm being very, very honest with myself. And I, you know, the idea is to love yourself. You have to love yourself, man. Very important.
Yes.
And you have to, because for other people to feel this way about you, you have to feel this way about yourself.
Myself.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's
totally
very important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that's the first, you know, before jumping into any type of relationship, you know, especially, you know, a romantic one anyway.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, indeed. I think too many people rush into a relationship and, you know, not having, you know, dealt with that, you know, learning to love themselves and accept themselves unconditionally.
Because how are you going to give something which you don't have? If you don't have love for yourself, how are you expect to get from someone else? You know what I mean? You can't. You got to love you first.
You can't.
Yep. That's true. Yes. I agree with that for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I felt too. I have a question too. How can I put this? Oh, my goodness. I had it in my head, and now it's gone. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It'll come back later, I believe. It will once we start talking, of course. Yeah,
I have a question for you guys. You guys are both sighted, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I'm partially.
I am.
You are partially. You still have some vision, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now my question to you is, what is it that you look for in with a woman? Okay, in terms of when you see a woman for the first time, what are you looking for? Or does it really matter if she is in, you know, has a disability? Does it really matter to you?
To me, it doesn't, you know, but a woman has to grab my attention mentally, really mentally, because, you know, it's like, okay, the physical thing, you know, yeah, that's just an attraction. Like, when somebody could grab my attention mentally, I think, you know, that really gets my interest. And then, like, I get to learn them, you know, like, about their qualities and stuff like that. That's how I decide whether or not I'm going to, like, you know, date that particular person.
I felt that when I was younger, the video was important. Now that I'm getting older, it's not important. And this, since I have disability, it changes again, you see. It is. Yes. So, Jimmy, tell me, what I can think about your caregiver? Do y'all think they do a good job or not?
Absolutely.
You don't have one. I don't have one,
so I can't answer that. Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. I have four caregivers. I can't believe it, but yeah. How many do you have, Dawn?
Do I have any children?
No, how many caregivers you have?
You mean as far as AIDS and stuff like that?
Yes.
I have two, actually. One that comes every other weekend, and I have one that works for me. She works, you know, she works straight through 7 days, and then I have, you know, like, for example, this was her weekend to work. Now, next weekend, she'll be off, like that.
Oh, okay, yes. Oh, okay.
She's really good, though, but, you know, I didn't start out. I mean, she's pretty good. This one here is pretty good. Plus, she only lives a couple of blocks away, so she can walk here, and it's not really a problem, you know. Pretty good.
Okay, that's great. That's great. So it took a while to find the right person.
Oh, yes. Trust me, I had to go through quite a few to get to her.
Yes.
Yeah, she's pretty good, though.
Yes.
I'm pretty satisfied with her, you know.
So the... I have been able to be, and this old girl went outside, and she said, damn, Hyson would not be able to do anything without you. And then he said, dog, oh, Tyson can, Tyson can. No, he said, no, he can't believe me. He can't, no. So I fooled around, because with him, he was number six. I'm number 10 now. You see?
All right.
Mm-hmm, yeah. Hey. Fooled her wrong, for sure. Mm-hmm.
That's good. That is very good. Yeah, I know it takes time, you know, and you don't always click with everybody too. So you know, some people come in, you know, and see me, I'm blind, and the fact that I'm blind,
mm-hmm.
people take blindness and stupidity as one and the same, you know.
They do.
You know, they take them for one and the same, and that people, you know, first they size you up, they come into your house and they see, well, let me see what I can get away with. He doesn't know what's going on, so you know, I don't really have to do anything. Well, I got it made here, you know, and it's not like that. And see, I'm not the type of person that's going to argue with you or fuss with you or cuss at you or anything like that. I'm just going to sit here and I'll sit quiet and I'll just listen to what you do. And I know when you're doing stuff and I know when you're not doing stuff, you know. So I sometimes let people bring their own rope, so to speak, you know, and you know, let them do their own job, you know, and eventually,
mm-hmm.
you know, what you do in the dark does come to the light. No pun intended.
Yes.
Because I'm always in the dark. I'm in the dark 24/7, so, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, trust me, I've learned to live like this. I've learned to accept this. So it's okay. You know, it's all right. You know?
Yes.
I mean, this is one of my conditions. I mean, I'm also an amputee. You know, I'm also on dialysis. You know, I have various things, but you know what? With all my conditions, I'll tell you something. Life is so good, man. When you learn to live life and love it, I'll tell you something. It's nothing like it. It's nothing like waking up in the morning, and the first thing I do when I open my eyes is smile. Listen, I'm an atheist, man. I don't even believe in God. You know what I'm saying? So that's not a God issue, man. But I'm very. Listen, I learned to live life and love it, man. And it's a beautiful thing. It really is.
Dom,
yes.
Were you always atheist, or did you?
No, I haven't always. No, I used to believe in God. I was brought up in a Pentecostal
mm-hmm.
church. You know, I was brought up, yes, absolutely, you know, hallelujah, thank you.
So what happened?
What converted you to atheism?
Well, I'm going to tell you what happened. I came in and got a reality check. One day I was actually praying, right? Uh-huh. I was in the midst of praying, and something just, like, came to me and said, what are you doing? And I know some might say that's the devil, you know what I mean? But I don't believe in the devil neither. There are no devil, gods, angels, and demons in my world, you know what I'm saying? I don't believe in any of that stuff anymore. But I used to believe, when you're born up believing that, you know, this God is up in the sky looking over you and watching over every move, you know, you kind of believe that stuff, you know? Because my mom taught me this. I mean, come on, you know what I mean? But when I got older, I started to realize that. And I started to have a lot of questions, and then a lot of questions weren't being answered. You know, then I come to the realization, it's like a reality check, like, oh, wow, it's like I woke up one day and it's just like, now I know the truth now, you know what I mean? It's almost like, wow. But in a sense, it's like a freedom in a sense, because it's like, now I don't have to, you know, I'm not thinking about some, you know, heaven or hell, or, you know, I think these things are put in place. I think heaven and hell were created to keep us in line, sort of, keep us in check, so to speak. Yeah, I know a lot of people disagree with that, of course.
And
you know,
both here, right.
In God all your life, yeah. So. But it's a fear thing. But you know what? It's okay. It's all right. Believe what you want to believe. Listen, I never try to discourage nobody from believing in God. Listen, if God is your thing, if you pray and all that stuff, that is fine. I am not going to discourage anybody to do that. You know what I'm saying? To not to pray or whatever. That's your thing. Do it. You know, be you. Be who you are. Be the best who you are.
Yeah, I just think it's really interesting. It's like how, you know, how the fact that people confuse God and religion. I think,
absolutely.
You know, I that to me, I don't believe in religion.
But you do believe in a higher power, right?
Yeah, I do believe there's a higher power. But I don't, I don't believe in religion. To me, religion is just man, you know, man's attempt to understand, you know.
But understand where the word religion came from. The root word meaning legion, meaning to come together again. And that's where religion was started. You know, it's all it means is basically coming together. That's all it means. Re, the prefix re, meaning again, coming together again. You put it in layman's terms, that's all it is. All it is. All it is. You know, but I believe in love. To me, God to me means love. That's what love. That's what God is. Love.
Oh, totally, totally.
Yeah, and I believe in love. I love me. I love my fellow human being. I love people. I'm a people person. I don't care whether you're black, white, red, yellow, green. It doesn't matter because I can't see anybody anyway. But I love everybody. But most of all, I love myself, you know. You know, and that's the main thing, you know. You have to love yourself, man. You have to, man.
Oh,
love
yeah.
is so
oh,
important.
Yeah.
Love is so important, man. That four-letter word, man, is so important, man. And when you discover this about yourself, I'm going to tell you something. Life is beautiful, man. When you open up your eyes in the morning, the first thing you do is just love yourself. Say, hey, shit. And if you believe in your God, that's fine. Just, you know, you give your God thanks. You know what I mean? That's all good. You know?
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Believe in yourself.
Yes, it's important.
Are you there? Hello?
Yes.
Hi, guys. I hate to interrupt you, but the show is about to come to an end in a few minutes.
Okay.
Wow.
And I just wanted to say it was a great show.
Thank you very much.
And I appreciate everybody's input. Very good. Tyson, how was it for you?
No,
how was it for you, Tyson?
Not good at all. Good for my
Why do you say not good?
Not good. Good for my first time like this, you see. Because you take over more, you see. You did more. But this time, I learned a little bit. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
I think you did pretty good. And it was your first time.
Yeah.
Yes. I think he did very good.
And just be ready to do it again next Monday. The first Monday, guys, from now on is going to be the first Monday of the month is going to be Guy Talk, and the second Monday will be Girl Talk. So you guys get your questions ready for the girls. Okay.
For sure.
And I just wanted to
for sure.
Remind everybody that we are here on Monday nights at 6 p.m. Eastern Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/Laid. We also, I'm sorry, my mind blanked out. Oh, the phone number to call in, because my family keeps getting on me because I forget to give the phone number at the beginning of the show, which I remembered to do today. It is 347-308-8494. That's the number to join in the show while it's in progress. Just wanted to let you guys know that we will be having another event coming up within the next few months. So look for that. It's going to be an experience. Let's just put it like that. Okay, and I will see you guys back here on Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Thank you guys for your time and your conversation. It was great. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.